Well, hello there, and welcome to episode 207 of the FlameFlash.net podcast. We are recording on Monday the 25th because it was my grandson's birthday yesterday. We're going to focus on that. We're getting nods from Mordecai, who's off screen. Obviously, we're recording some Civ 7 again this time around.
Indeed.
He had a cat in his lap, so he wanted to just kind of chill. And the weather is just so nice and fall-like, finally. So we're literally just chilling as well. I even reversed the polarity on the fan. So it is now just circulating air as opposed to blowing down and making making wind. And there he just put on a sweatshirt. Is the microphone okay?
Yeah.
Try again?
E.
Okay. We'll just do some live double checking of the mic. So gaming wise, obviously we've been playing some Civ 7. We restarted because we were just kind of unsatisfied with the how things were going with our last game. But this one seems to already be starting out really nicely.
Indeed.
We started on a huge map, so we actually have room to grow, which is what we were running into as a problem in the previous game. Like, each of my cities is so nicely spaced and spaced out. Otherwise, we've played a little bit of World of Warcraft. I took these cities from somebody else, so that's why they're a little more clumped together. Catherine the Great got mad at me near the end of Antiquity, but Ciri's being dumb, yeah. Anytime I say city, it thinks I'm saying theory.
That's so dumb.
But I think, can you think of any other gaming that we... Oh, Stardew. We did Stardew, because as Sword Agent mentioned on the gaming episode, the favorite gaming episode podcast that we kind of... I screwed up on his voice. One of his favorite aspects of that was remembering when a year ago the grandson was just being born. So we would start up Stardew, and then he had to drop off the call. Sword Agent had to drop off the call because, oh, baby's coming! Ah! So we tried to recreate that, just vibe, just a little bit. And it was fun. It was a lot of fun to get to play that. Past that, I'm trying to think of any other adventures. We played a little WoW, right?
Yep, we already mentioned that.
And this is what happens when one civs and games at the same time, I suppose. Oh, I didn't finish that district on this city because it was just too busy going into riots. That's unfortunate.
Oh, well.
Yep. So, from there, we, trying to think if there's any more gaming we did this last week.
I don't.
Oh, some Mario Karting. We did Mario Karting Sunday morning. Our Saturday morning, I think it was Saturday morning, right?
I believe so.
At the park. So, there's that. So yeah, we did some Mario Karting. So, otherwise, what's going on in the world? Remember Alligator as they call it, alligator Alcatraz. I think of it more as like alligator Auschwitz because it's a concentration camp for migrants.
Oh, lovely.
In Florida, do you remember news about that?
Little bit.
Well, the courts have deemed that it is cruel and unusual and needs to be shut down. So, hooray for the courts yet again. I mean, the Florida is saying, oh, well, we're going to still enforce the laws, blah, blah, blah. But at least this rural location has been shut down. So we'll take our wins where we can get them.
Yeah.
And I have two options for exploration. For Age of Exploration, and I'm trying to decide which one I want. I'll go this way. And I'll send you this way. So from there, California and Texas are still in their redistribution. If I can do it, you can. Gerrymandering nonsense. Now, like I've said before, everybody does it, but it seems stinkier somehow this time around because it's being done mid-election cycle, mid-10-year, which is how often they are supposed to be doing it.
Yeah.
And it's being done with the express purpose to make sure that the Republicans at mid-year continue to control the House, because generally, pattern-wise, if the House and Senate party matches the president party at the end of the first 2 years, there's a switchover. And the opposite party takes over the legislature. It's just pattern-wise how it happens generally. It's normal. But the Republicans are trying to undermine this normalcy, like they like to do a lot anyway, undermine normalcy. And in so doing, hold power. And that's what everybody's upset about. That's what everybody's worried about. So that's where we are. Texas and California are still at it. It's going to the vote in California. Texas is just, passing it because Texas is Texas and they do their own thing.
Sounds about right.
And that's that. So the chaos continues. And I'm going to overbuild a bazaar on top of a market because why not? How bizarre.
Nice.
But let's see here. Gaza has officially been flagged as having famine, sadly, by I'm forgetting the world organization that deemed it that way, but
What does famine mean in this country?
it means that they have so little food that it's hard to survive, that the people don't have what they need to survive. And that's heartbreaking. It's criminal. Frankly, but that's where we're at. So, yeah. More National Guard troops from various red states are coming to Washington, D.C., so overkill continues there.
Seriously?
Seriously. Like, there's not a point, guys. There really isn't. But they're doing it anyway. Hey, I found another city.
Oh, nice.
A city-state. So, ha. I don't remember which other one I'm befriending. Oh, yeah, it's the one that's butted up right next to me. So, at least I found a culture one. Since we're kind of lacking that in our map. Which is weird that it spawned with just war ones for the most part.
Yeah.
But other than that, I haven't heard much from DC except the residents are ticked that this is even happening. And just how kind of dumb the whole thing is. Oh, you suffered from a flood.
Yep, I do.
And last but not least, this is going to be a shorter episode, I think, this time around. The Epstein files are still in play. Supposedly, they have gone at least to the chair of the Oversight Committee. So, they're trying to police themselves, and that's just going to set off all sorts of red alarms, as it generally does. And that's where we're at there. So, we don't have anything new Epstein file-wise, but supposedly it's still going on. Like, it's still in the process. So, it's another time for the wait-and-see hat, basically, you know?
So much that has happened is wait-and-see, isn't it?
Sadly. Yeah, pretty much. It is the way.
My people are very happy.
Oh, good. But I think with that being the case, not the fact that your people are happy, but just that the there's not a whole lot more going on, we can call it, unless you have other thoughts on stuff.
Not that I can think of, but I would like to quickly bring up that Torin Paladin we
getting hurt. Oh, no. Yeah, so we've been doing the new Koresh content in World of Warcraft. Do you want to say more about it?
Well, we decided to go into war mode to make things feel less boring for me. And there were just people all around because it was release day. You and me managed to kill a shaman.
Yep.
And then a mage we just avoided completely because I have some trauma from mages. one time I was in a arena. My team outnumbered the mage, but the mage still won. I'm not fighting the mage ever again.
Fair. Fair.
And then there was the Corrin Paladin at the circus.
That's right, yeah.
He basically made us have to go invisible, didn't he?
Yep. Regularly.
Yeah, because I'm a rogue, you're a feral? No. Restoration.
Yep. Druid, yep.
Who just has the invisibility.
Exactly. Invisibility ability.
Invisibility.
Exactly.
I don't know how many times he just slaughtered us.
It was often. It was frequent. Basically, every time he saw us, we would get him close, and then we would fail.
Yeah. He went straight for you because you're the healer.
Mm-hmm. So he actually knew what he was doing.
Yeah. And then afterwards, he went after me. We were pretty even then.
Yep.
Even though he still won. I kept on getting him very close to death. I think I got him to like 20%.
Yeah. Yeah, you regularly nearly got him down, and then something would happen.
Yeah, he kept using the divine shield, and I forget the other name, but he has like two bubble abilities.
Yep.
Yep. What were you gonna say?
Oh, I just said yep.
I have tried to play Retribution Paladin for PvP before, but you have to know what you're doing, because I just kind of suck. Kept dying instead of actually doing anything.
Makes sense.
So basically, all you need to do with Retribution Paladin is make sure to cycle the bubbles and then just use all your abilities on one person, because they have fast cooldown.
Okay. Yeah, that guy. I mean, we managed to get through the intro stuff and through the city, and now we're ready to go venturing out into the world. Maybe that's something we can do today in a little bit, but I'm enjoying Civ and the Age of Exploration with you right now. But
I have, like, 7 turns, and then I can send a settler or two to these islands I found.
Nice. Oh, because you're on going west.
Yeah.
Cool. Are they flagged as distant land? Like if you hover over?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Oh, wow. Me going east, and I have a couple, but I'm not having as much luck as you, it looks like.
Oh, we're seriously going opposite directions?
Well, you're on the west coast of the continent, and I'm on the east coast of the continent. So, yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah.
But with that, I think, unless there's anything else, we can close out 207.
Live with honor.
Indeed. Remember, autonomy and freedom is the right of all sentient beings. And if you want to write in, podcast@flameflash.net, or leave a comment on the blog, YouTube video, etc. You are certainly welcome. So we'll close out here. Take care.